Hello, and welcome to Southern Living Magazine, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Angela Odie, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the August 2019 issue of Southern Living. Please enjoy. From Life at Southern Living, here is the letter from the editor-in-chief, Sid Evans. The family business. It takes a village, and then some, to build a Southern Living idea house. Southern Living sometimes feels like an extended family. This can get complicated depending on which relative you're dealing with. We have our share of crazy aunts and uncles. But mostly, it's a wonderful bunch of folks who share a passion for Southern culture and a weakness for peach cobbler. Beyond our fun, hard-working Birmingham crew, we have a web of writers, photographers, and stylists who comb the South to bring us stories on food, gardens, small towns, and of course, barbecue joints. Then there are those who work on Southern homes, and that's where the clan gets big. We have networks of custom builders and interior designers, a plant collection, a group of Southern Living-inspired communities, a line of home decor at Dillard's, and a team selling house plans, all of whom gather annually for our Home Summit, which is essentially a rowdy family reunion. One of the most intense and rewarding projects we undertake every year is our Idea House, and that's where many of these people unite. It's an effort to build and decorate an idyllic Southern dream home in a very tight time frame, usually around 8 months, and then produce a story about it. This year's house in Crane Island, Florida, a gorgeous enclave of live oaks and palmettos near Fernandina Beach, was a special collaboration with some family history. The architecture team was led by Jim Strickland of Historical Concepts, with a strong assist from his colleague, Clay Rokiki. Jim has designed 5 idea houses for us and has become the standard bearer for timeless Southern homes. The interiors were envisioned by Heather Chaddock Hiegas, our former style director, who now runs a design business and makes her own textiles. And the builder was Riverside Homes, a tireless group of perfectionists who brought Jim and Heather's vision to life. If you turn to The Southern Dream on page 70, written by senior editor Zoe Gowan, I think you'll agree they did an incredible job, as did the extensive team of builders, painters, and woodworkers who got it off the ground. In many ways, it's like a modern-day barn raising, with a community coming together to make something beautiful, lasting, and inspiring. When we opened the house for tours on June 8th, several hundred people came to the party, and there was a sense of pride that ran through the whole gathering. "It looks like it's been here forever," Heather told me, and I couldn't agree more. The Grumpy Gardener, Our Garden Expert Alleviates Your Growing Pains, by Steve Bender. Thick skins. Why are the skins on my Better Boy tomatoes so tough, even though they still taste good? I know it's not my teeth, I just had a good checkup. Cynthia. Blame the heat. In hot weather, tomatoes grow thicker skins to protect the fruit inside. This also helps them fend off insults from other vegetables. Color shift. My African violet had the most beautiful white blooms with purple edges. Now they've changed to solid purple. I rooted some leaves from my original. I'm wondering if my little flowers are going to be true to their mother plant or purple. Anna. Plants with bicolored blooms sometimes revert to a solid color. My guess is when your cuttings bloom, some will be white, some purple, and some bicolored. Grass in ground cover. Help! I have some great Asian star jasmine in my front beds in Montgomery, Alabama, but the grass is encroaching and taking over. What can I use to kill that but avoid harming the jasmine which I love? Catherine. Carefully spray your beds, according to label directions, with Ortho Grass Begone Garden Grass Killer. Unlike Roundup, this product kills only grasses and will not harm broadleafed plants like Asian star jasmine. Shedding some limelight. I planted a limelight hydrangea in a nice pot. The next year, it refused to bloom or even grow much. Could the hydrangea be a heavy feeder? Or is it a mystery? I live in South Carolina, you know. This state is upside down to begin with and doesn't seem to follow the rules. Jane. The Palmetto State may be a wacky place, but that's not what's wrong with your potted hydrangea. Limelight is a vigorous grower that wants to reach 6 to 10 feet tall. It's hard to keep in a container for long. It does much better when planted in the ground, requiring minimal care and fertilizer. You could try its smaller brother, Little Lime, in a pot, though. It will grow only about half as big. What skinks? Okay, Grumpy, I have a real problem. Last summer, I was seeing way too many skinks. I'm not afraid of them. I think they're cute, but a place can become infested. About 6 weeks ago, I put out sticky traps and have caught 20 of them so far. Where are they all coming from? Cindy. Oh, the horror. Skinks are around for only one reason, to catch and eat bugs. So there must be plenty of food available to draw them to your garden right now. Skinks also like moist areas that offer them some protection, such as dense vegetation, rocks, and leaf litter. They don't want to come into the house because that would be a death trap. They benefit a garden, so I hope you can reduce their hiding places and send them elsewhere instead of killing them with sticky traps. Grumpy's gripe of the month. Going outside in August feels like a punishment, but here's how you can persevere through the scorching days. Wake up before sunrise to water when it's cooler. Wear insect repellent so the skeeters won't exsanguinate, look it up, you by your fifth step. Put on a hat while gardening to shade your face and keep sweat out of your eyes. And most importantly, have a chilled mimosa ready when you return indoors. Hydration is vital. Around the Garden, a seasonal guide for green thumbs. Plant of the month, Orange Punch Canna, enjoys summer-long blooms on this compact grower. By Steve Bender. In the South, August can be the cruelest month for many flowers. Not so for Orange Punch Canna. Its subtropical origin means the plant likes it hot. Given moist soil, this tender perennial will bloom all summer and into fall, offering pendant clusters of tangerine orange blossoms with yellow throats that attract hummingbirds. Plus, at just 3 to 4 feet tall, it's a better fit for small gardens and containers than older, taller kinds of cannas. Give it full sun and feed it monthly during summer with a blossom booster fertilizer. You can leave it in the ground year-round in USDA zones 8 to 10. North of there, cut off the stems after the first fall frost and store the roots indoors in a pot of soil for the winter. Want a different color? Lemon Punch flaunts bright yellow blooms. Your August checklist. Keep the grass green. August is a pretty dry month with temperatures nearing the 100-degree mark. The impact on your lawn can be brutal. Many people water for 20 minutes or so at 4 o'clock every morning, but they're turning their lawns into water junkies that grow all their roots near the surface. Instead, water once a week for an hour so the roots grow deeper. Also, raise your mowing height to at least 2 inches. Taller grass will shade the soil and need less water to stay green. Trim up your plants. Remove spent flowers of annuals and perennials to prevent seed production. This keeps new ones coming. Pinch back herbs such as basil, rosemary, oregano, fennel, and thyme to spur fresh growth, and then use the clippings in the kitchen. Pick off spotted or diseased leaves from veggies and toss them. Prune non-flowering evergreens for the last time before the first frost. This will give any subsequent growth time to harden off for winter. Don't overmulch. Mulching helps plants by cooling the soil, reducing moisture loss, and keeping down weeds. But don't overdo it, or you could hurt your plants. Just a 1 or 2 inch layer is plenty. Piling it any deeper could create unhealthy soil conditions and make it harder to water the plants. The Southern Dream, our 2019 Idea House, a grand, new old home set on the water in Crane Island, Florida, is filled with inspiration around every corner. By Zoe Gowan. When it comes to Idea Houses, we've given you lots of inspiration for ways to live over the years, from suburban fixer-uppers to mountain farmhouses. For 2019, we went big on fantasy, a home built from the ground up on a slice of the Florida coast with a rich history, sweeping oak trees, and breathtaking water views. Crane Island, Florida, is a new development that prides itself as much on vernacular building as it does on preserving its wetlands. Named for the bevy of cranes that flock here, it sits 4 miles from the center of Fernandina Beach, a small town with big claims to fame. It was settled in 1562. And the flags of 8 countries have waved over it, the most of any city in the U.S. At the turn of the 20th century, the area's boat builders showed off their booming industry and carpentry skills through their own finely detailed Victorian homes around downtown. We complemented the setting with an equally extraordinary team: new old house masters, historical concepts Jim Strickland and Clay Rokicki, our former Southern Living style director turned decorator Heather Chaddock Hiegas with her assistant Mackin Thompson, and Riverside Custom Homes, who helmed the construction. Together, they poured their visions and expertise into a house filled with tried and true decorating ideas that will stand the test of time. Meet the designer, Heather Chaddock Hiegas, Birmingham, Alabama, heatherchaddock.com. Her Southern spirit, raised in both Virginia and Arkansas, she moved to Texas after college. There, she worked for decorators before moving to Birmingham as a style editor with Cottage Living and eventually rising to style director for Southern Living. Her fresh approach. Today, Heather runs her decorating firm and fabric line, Heather Chaddock Textiles, which launched in 2016. The ideas for her 7 prints were sparked by a combination of botany and doodling. Her inspiring adventures, traveling with her husband, photographer David Hiegas, fuels her creativity. From the local houses and markets to the flora and fauna, everything I see has an impact on my design processes, she says. A wide open welcome. Since the back of the house faces the water, we oriented every room for the view, and a proper foyer would have closed it off, says Clay, who devised a column screen to separate the front hall from the living room. Heather defined the space with lanterns, which are appropriate for the low country, she says. Mercury glass feels old and a little fancy, too. Lorford Smoke Bell Lantern, circalighting.com. Refined ease. The expansive living room feels extra comfortable because of wood ceiling beams, faux painted to look old, a simple decorative molded mantel, and the V-groove wall paneling. It all makes the house seem playful, says Jim. As an ode to the location, Heather assembled an art wall that she calls Cranes and Other Odd Birds, suspended on a brass picture hanging system. The skirted table's fabric, Galbraith and Paul's Seville medallion, was the roadmap for the home's classic blue and white palette. Double the charm. Heather painted both sides of the vintage door's front door with Sherwin-Williams Blustery Sky, SW9140. Expect visitors. Anchored by a 110-inch long Lee Industries sofa, the room seats 11. Easy come, easy go. The entire back wall opens to the porch courtesy of Ultimate Bifold Doors, marvin.com. Light-filled dining. It would have been easy to have done giant picture windows with no grids, but we wanted to keep the old Fernandina Beach vernacular, so we stuck with giant, operable, double-hung windows, says Clay. Ultimate double-hung G2, marvin.com. Heather kept the room simple but furnished to scale with a 42-inch vintage frond-topped lantern, a 72-inch round table, and chairs skirted in her own petite frond in china blue. The leafy print echoes the light fixture, she says. A time for modern concessions. Jim is adamant that kitchens should adapt to today. The person cooking shouldn't be shut off from the entertaining, he says. Conceding the home's best views to the dining and living rooms, he and Clay configured an adjacent L-shaped kitchen that's windowless but still bright. People want storage and a place to hide the coffee maker, says Clay, who obliged with cabinet front appliances and a hidden pantry. Heather created a focal point with a tropical themed, sepia toned, gray wallpaper over the range. Secret pantry, designed to match the cabinet panels. These doors actually open into the walk in pantry. Revive an old finish, a Venetian plaster treatment over the hood. Coordinates with the wallpaper and cabinets painted with Sherwin-Williams Tinsmith, SW7657. Heather designs top to bottom in a good light, a grid of 8 pendants, Clarkson Lighting's Urban Renewal Mini Pendants, rather than ubiquitous pair, hangs above the kitchen's pathways. They look as elegant and sophisticated as the panels of wallpaper, she says. Fancy floor work. Floors are often missed opportunities for decorating, says Heather, who saw a checkerboard motif used at design icon Bunny Mellon's Antigua home and had a decorative painter create a similar look in the dining room. Like a true sleeping porch, exposed bracing on the walls reinforces the idea that this room was once a porch but has been enclosed. A handmade mahogany reed classics bed carries the tradition of the architecture into the room, notes Heather, who topped it with a mosquito netting-like canopy made of her own Grand Frond in olive. Night vision. Clarkson Lighting's Westminster 3 light pendant makes the bed's canopy glow in the evening. Heather's bed essentials. Round mirror. Beds are usually placed against solid walls, so a federal-style mirror helps reflect light around the space, explains Heather. Bolster pillows. My husband calls this my RPS, round pillow syndrome, she says, but pillows are typically rectangular, so a different shape is fun. Simple linens. I like an easy-to-clean solid quilt or coverlet, like this one from Dillard's, she says. The crisp duvet adds a little bit of luxury. Statement piece. We color-matched this Cheviot Balmoro tub to Sherwin Williams Rookwood Dark Green SW2816. A space for each. The bath features a freestanding tub between two vanities. Giving a couple their own separate sinks with storage beneath is a game-changer, says Heather. Old Southern classics. I love a room with painted trim. It reminds me of colonial Williamsburg houses, says Virginia-born Heather. She covered this bedroom's windows and baseboards in a deep bottle blue-green, Sherwin Williams Jasper Stone, SW9133. Heather's own Lilliberry fabric in aloe is used as a valance, hanging over the antique bed as well as on the bedskirt. Bring haint blue inside. A subtle painted ceiling, Sherwin Williams Sea Salt SW6204, offers a slight contrast to the white crown molding and walls. Show-stopping details. Express your wild side in smaller spaces, suggests Heather, who papered the guest bedroom's adjoining bath with a splashy blue and white pattern, sewn Britain's dianthus chintz in lapis, and lined the inside of the window shade with a coordinating fabric that shows through. Feminine flair, a pair of Reed Classics twin beds topped with full testers, keep guests feeling snug in the 11-foot-tall room. For the vanity, Heather used Clay McLaurin's Studios Santiago in sand fabric and wallpaper to give the spaces an old-fashioned, ladylike air, while the modern skirted sled chair, Lee Industries 7551-01, is akin to a throne. Shop like Heather. Find a complete list of all the home's paint colors, fabrics, furnishings, and even the kitchen sink at southernliving.com/ideahouse. A playroom for everyone. Homes with constant activity need a made-for-all-ages lounge. Heather pulled together this fun space with L-shaped banquettes from Lee Industries. They don't need as much fluffing or maintenance as sofas, she notes. The Oomph Home game tables come with acrylic tops so they can work for playing or dining. For extended stays. Above the garage is a mother-in-law suite for guests who like to avoid the fray. Its serene design was inspired by David Hiegas' fine art beach photo that hangs over the bed. Heather completed the cozy space with Birch Lane's Berkey canopy bed, which she painted white and layered with quilts. Grab a seat. the warm rattan and bamboo Sanibel armchair from the Coastal Living Universal Furniture Collection is light and comfy. Heather's no-fail hosting tips. Be ready and relaxed. Whether the visit is planned or unexpected, always keep beds made and try to have fresh flowers in the house. If you're organized and at ease, then your company will be too, she says. Stock up on surprises. Once you've mastered the basics, copy from Heather's party playbook. Fire starters, extra wood, and s'mores fixins are always a good idea. Give people space. If possible, separate the master suite from the rest of the house so that overnight guests feel free to congregate as they please, she advises. Open-ended slumber party. A closet-sized space, about 8 feet by 10 feet, sleeps 4 guests comfortably with 2 sets of built-in bunk beds. Each boasts 2 crucial amenities, an individual nightlight and a luggage compartment at the foot of every bed with room for a pair of tote bags, says Heather. Curtains made from Schumacher's Santa Barbara ECAT provide privacy, and she used the matching wallpaper on the ceiling. Outside in the hall bath, 4 hooks accommodate a towel for each bunkmate. Sleep tight. Heather topped the beds with throws, beaded accent pillows, and inserts from Southern Living for Dillard's. Meet the architects. Historical concepts. Firm foundations. Jim started Historical Concepts in 1982 with a vision to build classic Southern homes, which the company continues to do today, along with civic and community planning. Home building advice. Jim, put together an image board. There's no such thing as a bad picture. Clay, find your area's best home in the local vernacular style for inspiration. Great homes have, Jim, good proportions. Clay, a fabulous front door and hardware, which will bring you joy every day. Bask in the scenery. Nearly 1,400 square feet of outdoor living space encircles the home from top to bottom. The largest stretch of porch was carved into 3 distinct sections, an open-air lounging spot off the living room, a spot for eating with dimensions and a furniture setup similar to the indoor living room, and tucked behind that, a screened area with a fireplace. Upstairs, a swinging porch opens off the game room. To ensure that the home's outdoor spaces are enjoyed as much as possible, the team put Zuri premium decking, which feels like a hardwood floor, underfoot, lit the space with Carolina lanterns, and added a glare-blocking retractable awning from Sunsetter. Smart shade. The busier the stripe, the more dirt it hides. This Sunsetter platinum awning is in Sunbrella's navy taupe fancy fabric. Stay a while. Wrought iron furnishings. Provence patio sofas and club chairs. Birchlane.com. Dress up this main seating area of the porch. Made for each other. Birch Lane's Lakeshore teak dining table and Oriana dining chairs are the exact same scale as the indoor dining setup. Sink in. Salt Cottage Homes Parrot K Club sofa and chairs flesh out this seating area. Light it up. Heather selected oversized copper gaslight styles from Carolina Lanterns for the exterior. Tonal contrast. 2 colors of Zuri premium decking, weathered gray and chestnut, make a maintenance-free striped floor. Jewel box powder room. It's okay to be a bit louder in here, as long as it relates to the rest of the house, advises Heather, who went for Cerulean, Sherwin-Williams Refuge, SW6228, on the wainscot, and bold wallpaper, Meg Braff Designs Little Egypt in Iznik above it. The wainscot reduces the amount of wallpaper needed. This brass-legged vanity is Birch Lane's Templeton. A treat for dogs. Pets live well in my house, says Heather proudly. In the mudroom, she plumbed in a pot filler for easy water bowl refills and topped the storage bench with a soft cushion. Hooks hold leashes, sun hats, and beach towels. Hard-working laundry. When you're in a home that has 9 beds and is near the ocean, sheets and towels pile up. The design team chose a stackable washer and dryer, set off with a handsome integrated farmhouse sink and slate counter that matches the floor. Heather says there's such a softness to the look, and it hides dirt well. A natural evolution. Several things drove the plans for the house. The water, incorporating parts of old Fernandina Beach, and being sympathetic to the trees, Jim says. We didn't lose a single live oak. Landscape architect Don Hooten, HootenLandDesign.com, enhanced the front with a sweep of shrubs and grasses from the Southern Living Plant Collection. Historical concepts balanced touches of Victorian architecture, like the double-height porches and ornamental millwork, with a quintessentially Southern gable roof. A mix of rot-resistant lap siding, smooth siding, and board and batten from the Aspire Collection by James Hardy creates a built-over-time effect. Match point. The exterior's white paint, Sherwin-Williams' Drift of Mist, SW9166, echoes the oyster shell paths. Copy that. The porch's star detailing was borrowed from a Fernandina beach home. Meet the builders. Riverside Homes, Jacksonville, Florida. MyRiversideHome.com. Loves a challenge. The Idea House broke ground the week before Thanksgiving and was move-in ready just 6 months later. Construction is a major collaboration. Look for a builder that you enjoy working with, says Principal Chris Wood. Think of it like a marriage. Your personalities should mesh, and you need trust and confidence. Stay focused on the big things. We advise our clients to prioritize what they can't easily change in a few years, says Chris. Heather's signature style moves. This former photo stylist shares her tricks for turning little details into big standouts. Tassels. Dangle them from a skeleton key, hang them on china cabinet doors, and loop them around lamps. A fully stocked bar. Every home should have a celebration station. Her setup, a vintage tray, mixers, a bowl of citrus, and a julep cup with fresh mint. Quirky piece. It's always nice to throw in an oddball into the mix. A chair is a good option in a hallway. It can hold a stack of laundry or a stray handbag. Fresh clippings. I prefer using cuttings from the yard over formal arrangements. She advises picking fronds and ferns with woody stems that hold up. Unexpected pairings. Ticking stripe is a simple fabric, but here it's a fancy window treatment with bead fringe hanging from a plain bamboo rod. A touch of patina. Have at least one antique in every room. It brings so much character into a space. From the Southern Tales section, dog days. This phrase doesn't have anything to do with pups. According to Merriam-Webster, it relates to ancient Greece, when the dog star, aka Sirius, rose with the sun during summer. Fetching find. Pick a pretty floral collar for summer garden romps from $22. PuddleJumperPups.etsy.com. Thank you for listening to today's Southern Living Magazine. This has been Angela Odie saying goodbye from OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. And have a great weekend. Bye.